Father God, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord, to say thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise, Father God. We exalt you tonight on this, this morning on this call tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise, Father God. We thank you for every member of Gen to Gen. Hallelujah, Father God. Father God, we thank you for we cover them with the blood of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the grace and favor upon every member of family. Again and again, hallelujah, Lord, we lift them up, Father God. We pray for the protection, Psalms 91, over their children and their grandchildren, Father God. Lord, I ask you to give them, thank you for your grace and your favor upon them now, Father God. I thank you for your angels around them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray for you to you let your perfect will be done through every member of Gen to Gen, hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you for the time of gathering now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I even thank you for every member. Thank you for the fivefold ministry. I thank you for every member to flow from apostle, from prophet, evangelist, teachers, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus and evangelist, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for every essential gift from perfecting of the body. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the community in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our neighbors, Lord, and pray for the protection. Lord, we pray for the local and regional now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Let your will be done in our communities. Hallelujah, Lord. We pray, oh God, we pray for every connections now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the gathering of the body. We thank you for businesses. We thank you for local officials now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the partnerships now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Thank you. Let your provision, give us provision, vision for the provision for the vision. Hallelujah, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for Gen to Gen. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the great expansion to take place, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you continue to give us favor in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord, thank you for the resources to come forth now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Father God. Father God, as we continue to lift up the children before you and the teens, Lord, oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you give these teens and children discerning spirit. May they know something that is right and wrong. Give them convictions to stand strong in their peer groups. Hallelujah, Lord. I speak to them. They are leaders and not followers now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we thank you for letting no one be despised for their youth, but to set and believe as example in speech and conduct and love and faith and purity in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, I thank you that we pray that the teens and children's heart will be softened towards the gospel. Father God, may they have a heart of compassion for the lost souls. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, I thank you that you give the teens and children pure thoughts. Oh, Father God, as they think towards you, Father God, hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for these teens and children now, again and again, Lord. I thank you for all the young leaders that come forth now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that your hand be upon them now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for giving them instructions in this hour, Lord. I thank you for the love and compassion that they have for your people, Father God. Lord, I pray for the strength in them now. Oh, Lord, have your way in the youngs and teens, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, that they do great and mighty things, Father God, and I thank you, Lord. They will be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, Father God. Father, I pray for, I come against every oppression and depression that may come against them now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I speak the peace of God upon them now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I even pray for witty adventures, thank for creativity through these youth and teams like never before, Father God. Lord, let there be examples, oh God, in their homes, Father God, even in schools, Father God. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the excellence. I thank you for the excel and every academics now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I thank you for them being seated in schools like never before, Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you bring everything to their remembrance, Lord, as they step and be humble before you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Father God. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Lord, allow the vision to come forth like now through creativity like never before, Father God. Oh, God, thank you for the artists now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the doctors and lawyers through these children now in the name of Jesus. Lord, for generations to come, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for business ideas that come forth through these young. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, that they excellent, that they excel in STEM programs now. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I call them to be geniuses now. Father God, thank you for that they Father God, thank you for new vaccines or something, Father God, that they just come out and create. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their life, Father God. Father God, that them has such a tunnel vision to stay focused. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, allow to be such of a leadership in these groups, Father God, that they will lead. Father God, I thank you for the leading of the children and the teens, Father God, and I thank you, Lord, they will teach others. Hallelujah, Lord, to teach them how to encourage one another, to love one another, continue. They will speak, we speak life over them now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. I speak every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus, Lord. I continue to speak excellence over their life. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing over these children's lives. Hallelujah, Lord. We come against bullying. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, come against any type of violence. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, against these children. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I just pray that they continue to surround your angels are camped around them now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that they continue to lead and direct their paths, Father God. I thank you that your hand is upon these youth and teens. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for this generation of these young teens. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. That we continue to speak and see, and they continue to speak and seek the truth in the name of Jesus, and the truth should set them free in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you that you get them immeasurable. And they faith grows like never before, Father God. I thank you for the great faith of these youth and children. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way in their life, Father God. Oh, God, and I thank you, Lord, that you continue to open up your word to them now. It has to be such of a hunger in the youth, hallelujah, and children, Father God. I think that the flame of fire that's burning in them in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, and I thank you for the young ministers, hallelujah, of the gospel, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you get parents to understand who they are in the name of Jesus, and don't try to just overlook them with the gifts and talents that they have in the name of Jesus. Let it be such an encouragement upon the youth in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for the development, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they can continue to strive, hallelujah. Lord, I give you glory and I give you honor and praise, Lord, that they be overcomers. I thank you, Lord, for you've been a miracle worker, hallelujah, God, that it caused things to just go forth in their lives, Father God. They continue to grow. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to take them from glory to glory in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah, Lord. As we continue to build the teams and the children in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, the same Holy Ghost that lives in us, that lives in them. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost that burns in them. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for the teaching, hallelujah, to come forth now in the youth, hallelujah, glory to your name, Father God. Oh, God, that they will be examples in their schools, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I take them, they be great leaders in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. That, Lord, that teachers will not understand, hallelujah. We thank you that, oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing in their lives, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you they continue to stay humble, oh, God, and I thank you, Lord, oh, God, that you continue, as they continue to seek you, Father God, that they will cause them to thank you for multiplication, hallelujah, in their lives, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we come against every voice of the enemy now in the name of Jesus, every destructive spirit, hallelujah, that might try to come against them now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for your love. I'll overshadow them now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you use them even as a young evangelist, God, young pastors, that, Father God, that they speak the gospel, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, that you continue to, the young prophets now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, they will speak things into existence, hallelujah. People might not understand, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives, Father God. They tend to grow by leaps and bounds, hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing, oh God. We give you glory, give you honor and praise. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you are so amazing. You are awesome. You are great. Hallelujah, Lord, that you give them a sound mind in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, they will all speak, talking, and serving. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Let that mind be, let your mind be in them. That's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we speak peace in their homes in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for what you're doing. Oh, God, I store every gift that's inside of them. Hallelujah. Come forth now, every earthly treasure. Hallelujah, Lord. Even in songs, God, they sing praises unto your name, God. They continue to shout hallelujah, Lord. They lift you up, hallelujah. Oh, God, they will trust in the Lord with all their heart, lean not to, and they all understand they will not you all their ways, that you should direct their steps, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I ask you to add them, give them godly counsel, and I pray for the wisdom, for success, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I thank that you continue to order their steps, God. Oh, God, that they will continue to and pray to the Lord that you was you your will be established in them. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, as they continue to delight themselves in the Lord, that you will give them the desires of their heart. Hallelujah, Lord. And I thank you, Father God. Oh, glory. We give you glory, give you honor and praise in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father God, that you will be glorified. And through these, oh God, that they continue to glorify you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I thank you that some will plant, some will water, but you give the increase now in the name of Jesus, Lord. They come with you. Thank you for your supernatural anointing upon them now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Glory to your name. Oh, glory. We thank you for the young Timothys and the young Davids. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus to come forth now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that they are positioned now. Oh, God, it's the right time in them. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for the young minstrels, God, in the name of Jesus. They will sing songs. Hallelujah, Lord, that you continue to get them songs to write. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing in these youth. Hallelujah, God. And I thank you, Father God. Let it cause understanding between the old and the young. Hallelujah, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, for the intelligence now. Hallelujah, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, in every way, Father God. Let your will be done in the youth in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. You are so wonderful, God. Oh, God, we thank you for they do extravagant things. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Lord. And we know we look towards the hills which comes our help. Our help comes from you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you continue to provide for the children. Hallelujah. Lord, I even speak our scholarships to come forth now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, no child will be left behind in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we cause acceleration to take place now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I thank you that these children, they will look different. Hallelujah. They will procure you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you have chosen. Oh, God, this holy generation. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We give you glory and honor and praise. We thank you, Father. You are the kings of kings and the Lord of lords. And I thank you for what you're doing through these youth and teenagers. Hallelujah, Father God. And I thank you, Father. Oh, God, have your way in them. Have your way. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. If anybody would like to share on this morning, hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you, Brother Greg. And we, amen, we stand in faith regards to our youth, our teens. Amen. Amen. God's blessing upon them. I wanted to share this for a moment, if you all would just give me a few moments. I was this morning just praying, and I thought about stability. We spoke on stability this past Sunday, And I was thinking about balance, and it's like the Spirit of God was just kind of just giving me just some further revelation on this, the stability and the need for balance. And I saw it like this. It's like we don't walk around with a shoe, say our right shoe, in our right pocket. If we did that and we had our left shoe on, our right shoe off, we're unstable. Why? Because we have misallocated or misplaced our right shoe. It's in our pocket. It should be on our right foot. Having things in the proper place brings balance, which results in stability. That's why the Word of God says, cast our cares upon the Lord, for He cares for us. Don't carry them in our emotions, in our minds, because that is out of balance. That brings instability. Instability in the home produces instability in our youth. Instability in our lives produces instability in our children, in our grandchildren. The more we can strike a balance, and it's not the balance of time, so much time for this, so much time for that. That's allocation of time. That's different. It is the ability to discern where things should be placed. We don't carry unforgiveness in our hearts, because it can affect our emotions. Even unforgiveness can affect our bodies. We forgive. Forgive brings a balance into our lives, and it brings stability. It brings stability. So I just want us for a moment to just pray in the Holy Ghost, and this is why we're praying in the Holy Ghost, that God gives us the discernment, personal discernment, to see and to discern places of instability where we have misplaced things in the wrong place, things that we should not be carrying or should be in other places, in our faith, it should be in our confidence in God. It should be unforgiveness. It should be not in our heart. Sometimes we need to relocate some things in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts. The last example I'll give you, Adam and Eve sinned against God. They lost the glory. Something was missing. Something was out of place. What did they do? They killed animals. They put skin on their bodies. The skin was a substitute for the glory of God that was had left because of their sin. They misplaced. They lost the glory and substituted skin, which was not an adequate substitute. Let's bring stability. Let's be willing to relocate and properly place our intentions, our motives, our attitudes, forgiveness, whatever it is, let's put it in the right place to bring balance to our lives, balance to our home, balance to our family, to bring that stability in the name of Jesus. So for just for like 60 seconds, let's pray and let's just receive a revelation from the Spirit of God. Rende Ronde maristi to coristai. Ronde mariste deo marinde. Rosto coristi kista tataya. Mandristin de borundus tadaya. Rinde maristo toristi. Candrundes de nandristi. Mandrista kai. Man restio rostataia, rende marestatan rosto corista, iris te man restei, iris ton rusticam rende marestataia, on rostur ristam, man rindes te ton resta, corista, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And even let this proper discerning extend to others, extend to leaders, extend to our brothers and sisters, that we have proper perspective and balance, and let's properly discern even the body, the community, and make sure that it is in alignment with the will of God and how God sees his people. Let's strike a balance and bring stability into our lives. The anointing, the purposes of God, the blessings of God, the dominion that God has given us, it flows through stability. And stability comes when we strike the balance of the will of God, the word of God, the discernment of the body. It brings stability in our lives and causes the blessings and dominion to flow, amen, in our lives and in our homes. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to encourage you on today that God's grace, favor, and protection over you. Y'all have a wonderful and blessed week. And Sunday, 10 a.m., hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Take care.